When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone lives and deserves a little bit
of inspiration.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. I hope everyone is good. Now we've been in Jan, I hope everyone enjoyed the New Year's and they enjoyed the Christmas, when it was Christmas. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it's a new year with new beginnings, with new challenges, with new experiences, with new things to learn. And just know that the old is gone and the new has come. But anywho, I hope everyone is fantastic, wherever you're listening from. If you're listening to the Being Special for the first time, welcome. I'm your one and only, the Gentle Moon. Yep, that's who I am, the Gentle Moon. Okay, so I sincerely hope everyone is good. And I love you guys. You know, thank you for listening to the Being Special show. My objective here is to inspire people, because I feel like life is difficult. The world is full of obstacles, but I just need to know that you're never alone. Okay, I always say that what it seems isn't always what it is. You're never alone, even though it seems like you're alone. If you don't believe me, look around you. I'm pretty sure there are people in your life that love you, whether you like it or not, or whether you believe it or not, even though it might seem like they don't. But at the end of the day, the fact that they're still there, even though they might think that you're this and that, it's a bit A, it's a bit B, the fact that they're still there means that, hey, it literally means a lot to them, okay? Because if that's the case, they would have ran away. But you know who, that's not a point. Now I'm going to talk about the topic of the day, okay? So the topic of the day is called control your emotions. But anyhow, you need to control your emotions, okay? So here's the thing, right? You know, I feel like sometimes your emotions stop you as individual, as a person, from thinking logically. You know, it stops your thinking process for a while. And then your emotions just go wild, especially when you're very angry. You see, when you're angry, it's impossible for you to think properly. Because now, when you're upset and you're angry and you're frustrated and you're pissed at this person that somehow hurt you, whatever the case it may be, when you are so angry, the Bible says that don't sin when you're angry. Your anger, but don't sin when you're basically when you're very angry. In other words, because why it says that is because when you are so angry, your thinking process is shut down. Only when you calm down, you can start realizing, oh crap, okay, fine, this is what's happening. But when you're angry, your brain stops thinking and your emotions take over, and then you just end up doing something you never wanted to do. And you end up doing something that you probably will regret. End up doing it physically or end up saying it verbally. End of the day, it's not the fact that you meant it. It's the fact that what you did it. Which is why they say that don't sin when you are angry. So you gotta calm down, take a breather, you know, and evaluate the situation. Try to understand what's going on. Think about it. Don't act on your emotions. Trust me. I feel like when people are using their emotions to think or to make decisions, they never seem to make the right one. Because when you're using emotions to make a decision at that time of anger, you make wrong decisions, and then at the end of the day, you end up regretting it. The thing is, trust me, you don't want to regret something that you did when you were emotionally unstable. Okay, there's a lot of power to emotions there. When you like someone, my goodness gracious me. When you like someone and you literally like them a lot, to the point where, as a guy, you know, it happens to a lot of guys, especially when you're starting to like a girl for the first time. your heart starts pumping and pumping and start hitting 360s day and thousands day and all that stuff. And I've seen guys even sweat just to approach a girl. But you see, it is right. Because obviously they're afraid and they actually see this person as an angel or a goddess or something that obviously that gives them a reason for their heart to pump and pump and pump a lot of blood. Okay, so sometimes they get there and they say something they didn't mean, or they start mumbling or they start acting weird, or some are even sweating even though it's not even that hot. See, because it's all part of emotions. Because now, when you see this beautiful girl, you see an angel, you see a goddess, and you think to myself, my goodness, she's such an angel. And your heart is racing there like a flipping, you know, like you're in that game called Need for Speed or some Fast and Furious. A lot of things happen when it's a guy's first time to like a girl. So eventually every guy managed to get out of that. Okay. But also other things happen as well, as when you let your emotions control you as an individual. A lot of stories have happened where a husband found his wife cheating with another man, and he was so emotionally unstable, so emotionally frustrated, so emotionally angry that he decided to pull the gun and murder both of them. So those things a lot especially happen when you're thinking of your emotions, because when you get heartbroken, your heart starts, I don't know, just different kind of stories. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? There's a lot of stories that out there happen when people are emotionally unstable because of getting heartbroken, or they find a partner cheating, and a lot of things go wrong, And when some women go to a breakup, it takes them 6 months to recover, is what they say, basically. 6 months, 10 months. Some guys takes longer than that. Some take quicker than that. So everyone has a different way of handling breaks up or emotions. But there's a lot of pain that when you let your emotions control, you can do. But there's also a lot of good that you can do when you actually like someone or love someone, in that case, you get what I'm saying? But my point is this: I'm not saying that you shouldn't have emotions. I'm saying that you should not let them control you, because if they control you, a lot of bad comes up, you know. A lot of bad comes up, you know. For someone to actually kill their husband and the girlfriend and the guy she was cheating with, because he was so heartbroken that he couldn't stand to see his girl and not a man, so he killed them both and living in jail for life. Those stories actually do happen. Those are just kind of examples of what happens when you let your emotions control you. There's a whole lot more of that happening out there. Just don't sin in anger. Just don't let your emotions control, especially when it comes to anger. And you should be able to sustain it. You know, you should be able to calm down and control, okay? But obviously, when you come back, when I continue, I would like to speak about the difference between being angry and having a grudge. Okay, so when I jump into our first song, then when I come back, we're gonna talk about that. So let's enjoy our first song of the day, and we're gonna come back and continue with that. So here's the first song of the day. Stay with me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back. I hope and hopefully everyone enjoyed that track, because I surely do. Now, welcome back. I hope everyone's good. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a Gentleman Righteous and Active FM. This is called a Be Inspired Show. Why? Because I feel like anyone can inspire anyone. Literally anyone. I don't care where you come from, what your background is, because at the end of the day, we all have backgrounds, we have different backgrounds, but anyone can inspire anyone. That is just my personal opinion. But now, like before the first track, we're talking about, what you call this? Controlling your emotions. Okay. There's a reason why I say don't let your emotions get the better of you. There's a very good reason why I say that, because a lot of people make bad decisions when they let the emotions get the better of them. I know, I know too many stories of the situation. I know people who are seeing revenge based on the getting emotions to get a bit of them. They're doing things that they normally wouldn't do, because they're letting the emotions get a bit of them. They're letting the emotions decide the decisions, which is incorrect decisions, because now they're thinking from emotions. The thing is, when you think from emotions, you don't think straight. Your mind does not flow in the right path. It does not make the right decisions. It doesn't consider all the possibilities. You know, you get what I'm saying? So you got to first calm down and get rid of the emotions and think logically. Think with your brain. Think properly. And then you'll be able to see all the possibilities, all the outcomes that you won't see when you are emotionally engaged, should I say, you know, especially when it comes to being angry. You see, I said that before the first track that we're going to speak about the difference between anger and grudge. Okay, let me explain something. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls in this universe, in this world, there's one thing I want you to know. We all get angry. It's one thing. But we can't all stay angry. That is physically impossible. No one can stay angry for more than 2 hours, 3 hours, or 10 hours, or 10 years, 15 years. It's impossible to stay angry for a very long time. Human beings were not designed to stay angry for a very long time. You see, now, these people or person or individual that stay, that they claim that they still angry at that person because of what they did in 2010. Okay? For me, it's not anger, because whatever they did, whatever that individual did to that other individual in 2010, in 2010, that person was angry for that moment and that moment alone. But now, for them to say that until now, in 2022, they're still angry, it's not anger anymore. Why? Because anger is temporary. Okay? It is there. It causes a lot of emotional distress, a lot of physical damage, a lot of things, but it is not there to stay. It is temporary. It is there for a couple of minutes or an hour or so. But for me, I feel like it doesn't even reach an hour, but for a couple of minutes or so, a person will be angry, and then eventually it will subside. Okay? And that day, anger will subside. But now, those who claim that they've been angry since 2010 until now, you know, November, January 2023. Yep, this is definitely 2003. Sorry about that. But now, those who've been angry from 2010 until now in 2023, it's not anger anymore. Okay? It's literally not anger anymore. Do you know what it is? It's a grudge. You see? Anger can subside, but a grudge can be held. A person can hold the grudge for as long as they want. They can let it go as soon as they want to let it go. See, so for example, when you have a grudge against someone, is that when you see that person, the only thing you think about is what bad thing they did to you a couple of years ago. Let's go back, let's say 2010, 2012, whatever the case may be. But now, when you have a grudge against someone, it's not the fact that they made you angry many years ago. That anger already passed 10 minutes, 20 minutes ago, maybe 30 minutes ago, but it didn't last an hour. It's already gone. But now, you are still holding on to that incident that happened many moons ago, years ago. Okay? So, it's not anger anymore, because anger is temporary. It subsides. You get what I'm saying? Because if anger was permanent, each person we have encountered and became angry with, until this day, we're never going to speak to. In other words, so humans wouldn't be speaking to each other. In other words, if anger was a permanent situation, human beings would have been talking to each other, because human beings have a tendency of making each other angry every single day. Okay? They literally make each other angry every single day. Every day that human beings make each other angry. So if anger was something that's permanent, then human beings will hate each other until now. Even families, even partners, people who are married, people who have been married for 20 years, 30 years and continue. I'm pretty sure there have been times where they're angry with each other. At some point, one apologized and it's finished. No one, they didn't stay angry for all these hours, all these years, no. Which is proof to why I say that anger can subside. Those who claim that they've been angry at the same person since a couple of years ago, 2010, 2012, to give an example, until now, it's not anger anymore. That person is just super, super, super has a grudge. You know, they call it a super grudge. They just have a grudge on that person, because a grudge can last forever, I'm telling you. A grudge can last over 20 years, 10 years, 100 years. A grudge can last until death, basically. And you sit down with a grudge, you see. But the only problem with this, ladies and gentlemen, a grudge that you as an individual is holding will not hurt the person that you obviously has a grudge on. It will hurt you because you're the one that's holding the grudge. That person isn't holding the grudge. Each time you see them, the only thing that comes to your mind was, oh my goodness gracious me, many moons ago this person did this to me. I don't want to see them again. And that person that you have a grudge on probably doesn't even remember what happened that many years ago, because they thought it was done and dusted. You get what I'm saying? But now here you are years later, still continue holding a grudge. Something happens, something that happened years ago. And here you are suffering the consequences of what it has to be with holding a grudge, you know, because it's hurting you more than you think it's hurting the person that, you know, you're holding a grudge against. It hurts you more. It hurts you emotionally. It hurts you physically. You don't enjoy life anymore. Okay. Even, you know, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about enjoy your journey. So how can you enjoy your journey when you have a grudge on someone that happened many years ago? See, it's the same thing as this. Do you know why they say that you must forgive? Forgiveness isn't basically made for the person you're forgiving. Yes, it is good to forgive them and tell them to forgive them, but it won't bring satisfaction or comfort to them that you're forgiving. It will bring comfort to you, because the thing is, unforgiveness holds you back. It damages you emotionally and physically. Then it damages the person that you actually have a grudge on, or the person that you actually don't want to forgive. So forgiveness is like a self thing. It brings you as the person who's holding unforgiveness peace. Okay, it makes you holy again, if that's even a correct term to use. But it's better. It helps you as an individual. Okay. Forgiveness helps you more than it helps the other person that you forgive. Yes, it does help them to know that you forgive them, but it helps you because now you begin to see things differently. You begin to realize things you never realized before. You begin to see the whole world completely different, and then you will realize, you know, it's a funny thing. Even you by yourself, you will see a difference on how you were at that time where you had, when you were holding unforgiveness, to how you are when you actually forgive the person. You will see a difference in your life. So there's actually a difference physically, because the way you think, the way you talk will actually change. So it's the same way as when you let the crutches go, you know. So because anger is temporary, grudge is forever. But now, a grudge only damages you more as an individual than it damages the person that you have a grudge on. Okay, so it's like self-love, self-respect, it's there. You just need to, in proper term, let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, you gotta let it go. Okay, you gotta know that, hey, you are worth it. Okay, you gotta know, you have to understand that letting emotions control you is not an option. Okay, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have emotions, because without emotions we wouldn't be able to feel what love is. Okay, all I'm saying is that there are sometimes, and there are times and points where people let the emotions take over their actions, and then they end up regretting what they did. Okay, a lot of this situation I've seen my own two eyes. A lot of the situations actually happen. So you have got to learn to control your emotions. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have them. I'm saying you got to learn how to control them. Okay, because some reason some people get angry about something that someone said, even though when that person said it, they didn't actually mean it. They're actually joking around. You see, there's a reason why they said it. Don't put a lot of things that people say to your heart, because if you do, it will hurt you. It does hurt you. Because a lot of people say things that they didn't actually mean it, but you took it differently and it actually hurt you, you see. So, which is why they said that you must watch what you speak, watch what you say, because no matter how you say it, someone might misinterpret it and it might actually hurt them emotionally. And then all of a sudden you see that they're angry, you know. And then let me not even include women on this. But now you see that they're angry, and then all of a sudden they're angry, and you yourself, they say the joke, don't even understand why they're angry, but they're just angry all of a sudden. You get what I'm saying? So it is best to control your emotions and think wisely, you know. Think wisely, think properly, use your logical thinking. Okay, and you will see the difference. Okay, and let go of this unforgiveness. You must learn to forgive, as you yourself have been forgiven. But the forgiveness, like I said before, is not for a person. It's not for a person forgiving. It's for yourself, because it helps. It brings you peace more than it brings a person forgiving. Okay, let go of grudges. They're damaging you emotionally and physically, but mostly emotionally, because now all of a sudden now you are letting emotions get the better of you. Okay, so just don't let your emotions control you, gentlemen. Don't let your emotions control you. Okay, so now that note, we're just going to jump into our second track, and then we're going to continue with, after we come back, I want to talk about why you shouldn't let your emotions control you, even though I have gave other examples, but there's something specific that I want to say. So let's listen to this track, and then after this track, we're going to continue. Okay.
Worry and anxiety is something that every single one of us deals with. Because life is hard. We tend to revert to worry and anxiety instead of trusting in God.
Does your boy have problems? Yeah. But I live as if I'm not aware. Head high, see me walking around without a care. I am not in fear, even when it is a lot to bear. Cause I'm not alone, see the spirit of my father's here. He will best fetch those burdens I can't lift. He will help fight addictions I can't kick. He repairs brokenness that I can't fix. When I fall, he says, get up, you can't quit. I feel the gears in my mind turning, cause it's hard to describe. But try wording how the Lord provides for me. He's on his job like it's 9 to 5:30. I know I'm serving a loving father, so why should I worry? He wipes away every tear when I'm hurting. He's spitting dirt and he wiped away my blind fury. I was his enemy, but now I know that I'm surely forgiven. His love washes over me when I'm dirty.
I ain't worried, no, no. What I look like trying to stress out, no, I ain't worried, no, no. I trust in the Lord, know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus, I ain't got no worries, no, no, no. Is it that you believe it? Do you trust in the word and do you read it? Did you know that you were dirt but we breathing? Did you notice every day that he's feeding all the birds all while he's changing the season? God is not tired, depressed or defeated. Celebrate every day that you've been breathing, and don't get stressed out on this day.
worry about my life, oh. When I'm fully covered and I ain't talking about Geico. Future looking bright, though, cause I'm his. Ain't no need for you to trip when you truly know that he lives. And when you know who he is, you know that you gon' be straight. Cause no matter what you may face, he always provides an escape. He's never late and you can take that to the bank. He is faithful to his children, even when his children make what you think. I'ma stress over these bills. Is you for real? But my father on the cattle on a thousand years. I got a deal, but I ain't worried about no record sales. Cause even if this record fails, I promise I'm living well. Boy, in case you can't tell, I'm doing just fine. And you would think I was obsessed the way Christ stay on my mind. I ain't lying. I ain't talking Snoop a little DeVar. But I ain't going back and forth for none of y'all. No.
Nah, nah. What I look like trying to stress out now. Nah, I ain't worried. Nah, nah. I trust in the Lord. Know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus. I ain't got no worries.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Be Inspired Show. This is one and only Giento Moon. Okay, so hopefully everyone enjoyed the track, because I surely did. Okay, so obviously this is January. If you're tuning in now, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. Happy, blessed New Year's. Hopefully you guys enjoyed your New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. That happened last year in December. Okay, cool. So now continuing with Control of Emotions, I'm pretty sure this is what it's being about last, before the track. And before the track, I was tackling more on unforgiveness and forgiveness and grudges and, you know, anger. Like I said before, that anger subsides, it's temporary. A grudge can be held forever and so on. You can just rewind and you'll hear everything before the track. That note, I'm going to continue with that. So, like, thing is, like I said before, your emotions are very valuable. They are needed, but just don't let them control your life. Don't let them give you, don't let them make you make wrong decisions. Don't let them ruin your whole life journey, because it's one thing to think with using emotions, another thing to think using your brain. Okay, this is when you think with emotions, I feel like every human being, including myself, things irrationally when you think to use emotions, okay? We make a lot of stupid decisions. And then obviously it's good in those times and moments to have someone that can tell you guys, you know what, my bestie over there, that, hey, you think of emotions and clearly now you're making wrong decisions because you can't see the consequences that would happen when you do this action. Because when you think out of your emotions, a lot of decisions that you cannot see, and they can actually harm you individually and harm you as a, obviously harm you as a person, harm you as a, as an individual, harm you as anyone. So, you see. So it's a good thing to have someone, I think it's best to have someone around you when you're out of control because of emotions. They can actually guide you back to your logical thinking and make you see that what you're doing right now, it's stupid, to be more precise, because you can't see it, you know. In other words, it's very amusing where some people cannot see their own sin because they can't see it, you know. Let me use faults. People cannot see their own faults, so they cannot, as even I'm sure I have faults, but that people who see them and they tell me them. So everyone has their own faults, and then thing is, you can't see your own faults. So it's best to have someone that tells you, hey, when you do this, you're doing it wrong. You must do it this way, okay? And it's also best to have someone that when you're out of control because of emotions, they can set you straight, because they can think logically and you cannot, you see. And for me, I always say this, if someone hurts you and you want to hurt them back, it's called revenge. I don't care what you think you want to call it. It's revenge, you know. Pain that is inflicted by someone and also want to be, and if you want to inflict it back the same way or 10 times harder, it's called revenge. Basically, that's what revenge is. Hurting someone because they hurt you. It's revenge. Why can't you be a better man and do something different? it's very amusing, the fact that if you react differently to, for example, to a bully, when they expect you to react in a certain way and you react differently, they see you differently because they know that, oh my goodness, I wanted to fight this guy and this guy is telling me that, hey, if you want some help, help me out. Yeah. So they will react differently based on how you react to different situations, because there's a certain way that people, that there's a certain way that when someone does something, they expect a certain reaction, because why do they expect that specific reaction? Is because that those done that thing and those gotten the same reaction before. So for example if they punch you and then they put a guard up, it's because now why they expect you to retaliate. Now if you don't retaliate and you give them a handshake, that's different. They never expected that. So I've seen situations where someone was actually respected for doing that, you know, for not retaliating and actually giving a guy a handshake. It's like, hey, you know, it's cool. And I understand that you're going through a tough time, but if you want to talk, I'm here, you see. And him and the bully became good friends. But that was many, many years ago. But at the end of the day, it was this, that you know, it should be a better man, you see. Don't seek revenge just because someone hurt you. Otherwise, if that was the case, and each time someone hurts someone and they seek revenge, I feel like every human being will be dead by now, because, you know, if this person killed your family member, you're gonna kill them, and then you're gonna kill you, and they kill you, and everyone, end of the day, we're all gonna be dead. Okay? We're gonna hate each other. I'm not saying that we don't hate each other, but I'm saying it'll be worse than how it is currently in this day and age. But even though humans fail to understand the nature in this world. But at the end of the day, is that if you act differently, people will see you differently. And they will react to your differentness, if that's even a word. So you gotta, obviously, you see, don't let your emotions control. You gotta have someone with you that will tell you. But my friend, my best friend, I like saying this in slang. I call my guys, call my G, you know. So my G, you know, don't, you see, you are thinking of emotions, and I feel like right now you are what? Making wrong decisions, because you are thinking out of hurt. You're thinking out of pain. And the thing is this, when a person or a human being thinks out of pain, the only thing they think out of pain is to retaliate that pain that was caused to them by that specific someone. That's what happens when you think out of pain. But when you have someone to tell you that, you see, someone to set you straight, someone to sit you down and make you think and calm you down and make you understand that what you're doing is incorrect, because you're not going to see it because you're in pain and your heart hurts, your brain shut down, and your feelings are all over. And they're controlling your whole body. And there are actions that you don't want to do, but you're doing it because you're in pain. And the only thing you want to do when you're in pain is that you want to inflict that person that caused that pain to you. So you want them to feel the same pain that they caused you, unfortunately. But you must have someone there to sit you down and set you straight and tell you, my goodness gracious me, my G, you are better than this. You are a better man. You are a better person. You are a better individual. You are better than the person who inflicted pain on you. You are better than them. You are greater than them. You are the one. Okay. Don't be like him or her in this situation. Be different, because you are always the better man. Be the better man in every bad situation, okay? And people will respect you for that. They will respect you for that. Even though they might not see it, but they will respect you for that because it takes a lot of guts to actually do such a thing, okay? But anywho, that's all I got for today on this beautiful January of 2023, okay? So years are going. Have you noticed something that people who were born in the 1800s are getting extinct? Have you noticed? I'm just saying, I don't know much. I don't know. Technically, I don't know anyone who's born in the 1800s. You know? Not the 19th. I'm talking about the 1800s. So, you know, like 1888, 1824, 1822. So people who are born in the 1800s are getting more extinct. So it's like that. So generations are coming. There's new generations and the old ones are getting extinct. But on that note, let me just love and leave you. I hope you guys understood what I was talking about. I hope you guys were inspired to do the most and always be a better man, especially in situations where you let your emotions control you. So with that note, let me just love and leave you with this, you know, typical thing we do in the Be Inspired Show. The unpredictability of life will always remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Enjoy this last track, and I'm gonna check you later. Check next time. Bye.
You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I found you in a mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, that you are mine.
stay updated and stay entertained,
then add to FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else.
Engage with us, like posts, comment,
share them out,
retweet, and repost.
Spread the word.
Active
FM.
Radio
has never been better.